Good morning. We're going to start Hilchos Purim. We're going to start with the halachas of the Daal Parshiyos. The Daal Parshiyos are special sections of the Torah we read in the place of the Maftir during these four Shabbosos, and they are Parshiyos Shkolim, which is always read on the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar. Parshiyos Zachar, which is always read on the Shabbos before Purim, which therefore there can be a gap between Shkolim and Zachar. Then there are the Parshiyos of Parshiyos Purim and Parshiyos Chodesh. Parshiyos Chodesh is always read on the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and Parshiyos Purim is always read the Shabbos before that. So there can be a gap between Zachar and Purim as well. The Parshiyos of Parshiyos Shkolim and Parshiyos HaChodesh are clearly the Rabbanans. The purpose of reading Shkolim is the idea of Neshama form of Soseinu for the Masas HaShekel, which Klal Yisrael would give, starting in the month of Adar, to be collected and then brought to the Beis HaMikdash, and starting Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they would start using the money collected to buy the Karbanos of the upcoming year. The year went from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the last day of Adar, and then starting Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they would start using the new money. They would not use the money from the previous year for Karbanos anymore. We do not have the schus to give the Machzor HaShekel anymore. So we read this Parsha, which talks about the chiyuv to give the Machzor HaShekel. Parsha Zachar, we have two reasons why we read Zachar. It says in the Megillah, Niz Karim and Nasim, that there has to be a skira before the Asiyah. The Asiyah being the day of Purim, where we celebrate the actual destruction of Amalek, which they did actually, and we're vicariously doing through the Megillah. And the din of Zechira is the Shabbos beforehand to talk about this at the inyan of Mechiyah, which we will do on Purim. Besides that, the Torah says the mitzvah deraisa of Zechor, Eis Asher Asa Lecha Amalek. The Torah says you have to remember what Amalek did to you. We understand this mitzvah is not just to remember, but to remember to the point of coming now to destroy. There's a mitzvah of to destroy Amalek. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah points out that even though according to Magen Avraham, a person could be yet to the mitzvah of Sechira and of Amalek by listening to or reading the end of Parshas B'Shalach, the story of the Muhammad, and the last part over there where it talks about the Bereshit says he will destroy Amalek. Mishnah Berurah says that that's difficult to understand because it's not to talk about what happened and that Hashem will destroy, but to talk about our chiyuv to destroy. Since it's a mitzvah, we have a rule of mitzvah sechus kavanah. A person has to have the kavanah to be yotzei the mitzvah. So he's going to have kavanah to be yotzei the mitzvah of schiras mechias amalek. Going to have a mind to be yotzei the mitzvah to remind us what Amalek did and to come to the point to destroy them. Mishnah Berurah says that the person who's leading from the Sefer Torah should have a mind to yotzei everybody, and the people who are listening should have a mind to be yotzei. Ramosha is quoted in the Sefer Moed the Yeshurun, that's not necessary, but that's how the Mishnah Berurah passes. Because it's a mitzvah to be zocher, to remember, it's not sufficient to just to hear the words. A person has to understand what they're reading, what they're listening to, because the idea is to remind you, make you aware of something. So if a person at least understands the main idea of what he's reading, he would fulfill that obligation. If a person was listening to the Kriya and his mind wandered and he did not hear every word, Rosh Hashanah points out that a person would be Yotzei as long as he heard the main idea about the din inyan of Sechiras Mechias Amalek. The halacha that we have to read from a Sefer Torah, the mitzvah of Sechiras Mechias Amalek is the Raisa, whether the Sefer Torah is required as the Raisa is Mechlekes or the Tzolim de Rabbanan. Rosh Hashanah points out if we find later on that the Sefer Torah which we used had a psul in it, we would not have to go back and reread from a different Sefer Torah. the Chasam Sofer says a chiddush that you have to have in mind to be yotzi with the brachas as well, and the person who's making the bracha has to have in mind to be yotzi the tzibur. Ramosha held that that's not necessary. The main thing is hearing the kriya, but not make this so that you have in mind to be yotzi with the brachas. There's machlokes where the women are chayiv in this mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah say shazman groma, it's a mitzvah say to remember. It's not time bound at the deraisa level. It has to be some time that a person does it, reminds himself. The reason why we lay once a year, because Chazal say that in general people forget things if they don't remind themselves regularly. And usually the year is the time where people start forgetting things. So seemingly women should be chayiv in this mitzvah. There's a mitzvah schedule which says that the purpose of this mitzvah is to remind us to come to actually destroy, which is an idea of mochama. And since women do not go out to war, they're not chayiv in the schira as well. So that's why you have a machlok, it's whether women are chayiv. Moshe in the Sefer Morda Yeshurin says that he feels it's not appropriate to take out a Sefer Torah for the purpose of women hearing the kriya. Even if the chiyuv, they do have a chiyuv, it's not clear that the chiyuv, they were put on a chiyuv to hear from a sefer, which that is the machlokes, is whether the sefer is required. So, being metal to the sefer Torah, it's not appropriate unless it's a full chiyuv. So he says, the etzim which she gives is a woman misses hearing in the shul, she could read from a chumash. Alternatively, at the time of a mincha, when they take out the Sefer Torah, they can roll the Sefer Torah and read the Parsha of Zohar together with the regular kriya that they're going to read by Shabbos Mincha as well. Have a good day.